Is that you?
Oh, that's not working.
You guys start over.
I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I never have that problem.
But the movie.
I don't know, I never get interrupted at all.
Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one, two, there's three, only four. One thing to do. Three words for you.
I love you.
I love you.
I do.
You're jumping ahead a little bit.
It's okay. I like to do that too.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
Nothing.
What's going on, man?
Yeah. Monday.
How's it going?
Good.
You doing well?
I'm all right.
Well, we were going to have calls.
But there aren't any.
But we were sent the spreadsheet, not the calls. It'll slip up, slip through there.
I can call. You want me to call?
We can call them. But so Lewis in Kansas, thank you for calling in again.
We can't hear you.
He called in last week and then his wife called in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Lewis called in and it looks like twice. And the Jesus Geek and...
Oh, good. I berated him about
Dave.
Calling, so maybe he...
And Dave?
They call. Oh, as in Jen and Dave? As yeah, Jen.
Jen's Dave.
Jen put out on my wall on Facebook that I did a rockin' AC/DC impression or kickin' or something like that.
And Greg from Tacoma. So we'll have to hear all of, we will get to hear all of those soon.
Okay.
But not right now because we didn't get them.
Okay.
I will send him a message right now saying we
okay,
didn't
why don't
them.
You do that? Send a message.
You forgot the
calls.
Calls. Or the files or the audio. There we go. You forgot the audio. That's to my wonderful intern, Steven. I appreciate him very much.
Good.
Not so much at this very second, but in general, a lot.
Well, you said you had some interesting...
Dude. Okay, dude S. I saw today the best car chase ever.
Okay.
I mean, it... Now, let me start off... by issuing a few disclaimers about this.
Okay.
I do not root for...
people running from the law?
Running from the law.
Okay. But you're all for watching it, though.
And I also feel very bad for anyone who is damaged or
and
hurt.
The path of this car chase.
Who is an innocent bystander. I feel bad for the wives of the police officers who had to watch this on television and be worried about them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for anybody who was, whose car got damaged in the chase and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I don't really feel bad for the police officers themselves because I know enough of them to know that they get a big thrill out of this. And they didn't come across looking bad in this at all.
Oh, well, that's good.
They didn't catch him, but they didn't, I mean...
Oh, they didn't catch him?
No, not so much. As happens with most of these car chases, he caught himself.
Oh.
It went on for an hour and a half. Now, I missed the first hour. I only caught about the last 20, 25 minutes of it.
Okay.
I just stood in the hall. I went down to get some tea from the cafeteria at the wonderful cafeteria place there.
Uh-huh.
And
at work.
He's at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not. I walked by the televisions in the hall there. They have like four televisions. They usually have them news channels.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually had the sound piped through the speakers there. And there was a crowd standing there. It was like five people standing there staring at the television. Usually that's a bad sign. Usually that means the stock prices are tanking or somebody's, But, Michael Jackson has died and all that. Well, we'll get to that later. But, all those deaths had happened. And so I'm like, oh, my goodness, who died now? And I look up and sure enough, it's a car chase. Oh, well, it's a car chase, And usually those take place in California or somewhere. This one was in Dallas.
That was, here.
Like, yeah, so I was very interested.
Who was it? What was it for? Why
it wasn't
was
me.
He running?
It wasn't me or anybody we knew.
I didn't think so. If you were watching it, I said, who was it? I didn't. Well, did they say the name? Was it somebody we knew?
No, no, no. They didn't know who it was. This wasn't like an O.J. Simpson chase.
Was it a bank robber? What was the deal?
No. One of the most hideous and violent offenders. He was pulled over. They were pulling him over for a traffic stop, and he refused to stop.
Why?
Well, they ran his plates, and they said he had some priors for drugs. So that's probably why.
Oh.
So he probably had a little, he had a couple of joints.
The music.
Probably had a couple of joints in his car and didn't want to get pulled over and hassled by the man.
Did he chuck him on the chase? I don't know.
But he ran for the cops on 635 and he started over like.
635?
Well, he started over at 30 and 635. Uh-huh. Evidently, I missed all the first of it. But he started over there and he raced around 635.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All the way around to like the Galleria.
Okay.
Where that is.
Mm-hmm.
He exits there, turns back, comes back the other way. Now, doing 100 miles an hour. Now, I don't know where.
Like at Park?
Yeah, through there somewhere. You know?
Wow.
And I don't know what all he did before I started watching.
Preston,
or where he,
like he turned around at Preston right there by Valley View Mall or something?
I don't know because I don't know what all he did before I started watching. I can only give a report on what I saw.
Oh, okay.
When I saw it.
I thought you saw that.
Well, when I saw it, he was on 635 headed towards. He was on 30, and he was coming from downtown.
Okay.
So he comes.
So he'd already gone toward downtown. Now he was coming back.
I guess. I don't know. And so he gets on. But I know he started at 30 and 635, and when I saw him, he was headed down 30 towards 635.
Okay.
So evidently, he went down there and turned around somewhere and came back. He gets up on 635. He's going over 100 miles an hour. He's in a Nissan Maxima. Okay.
Like a souped-up Nissan Maxima?
Just a regular Nissan brown looking Maxima.
100 miles an hour.
Yep.
Really?
He's booking it. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the top of the line Nissan.
Oh, okay.
You can go 100.
Okay. I didn't know they did.
That's like the. It's the one above the Camry, the Avalon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's the souped up one. I mean, it's the nicest of the Nissans.
Okay, anyway, so he was going 100 miles an hour, yeah?
So he was booking down through there, and he gets on 635.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is when I pick it up. So he makes this big turn, and he barely makes the big turn. He's like, on to 635. So he gets on 635, and he's going around, and he's weaving in and out of cars, and he's going in and out of the HOV lane. You know, the HOV lane's got those little plastic doohickeys
that keep you from coming in and out of it.
So he's going in and out of the HOV lane. Just, you know, and going around cars and hitting the shoulder. And he's not driving wild. I mean, he's going 100 miles an hour, but he's a pretty good driver. I mean, he's in control of this thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was just amazing because, I mean, he was, you know, shoo, 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 shoo. And so he goes, and then he exits. I'm trying to think exactly where. I can't remember exactly where he exited, but he exited at some point, somewhere around in Park or Adelia, somewhere right in there.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did, and it's one of those where it goes under the overpass.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes under and comes back up. And so he did that. He went, exited, and he went down, and he went under, and he came back up and got back on the highway. And so then he goes back the other way. Now he does that for a while, and then he did the same thing again. He exited and turned around and went
What is he going to run out of gas?
Eventually.
I mean, does he have no plan of getting away?
I don't know what his plan was, but he was doing a good job of staying away from the cops. Now, they were behind him, and they were chasing him, but here was the problem. There was traffic everywhere, and they couldn't shut down the highway because they didn't know where he was going to go next.
Right.
And so, I mean, there's 75 there. He could tuck off in either direction, and there's 35 down there and 30. I mean, he was just going back and forth, and he was turning around. So they couldn't shut down the highways. A couple of times they tried to throw some of those spiky things.
Yeah.
So see, what happened was he got on the HOV lane and he was coming back. This is when he was coming back from, he went past the Galleria and then exited and came back. Like, I don't know if it was a Luna or what. Anyway, turn around.
Yeah.
Got back on 635. He's coming down the HOV lane. The HOV lane, for you guys, is right up next to this median. There's like an HOV, there's a high occupancy vehicle lane.
Right.
Right next to the median.
The concrete wall.
The concrete walls. Mm-hmm. And then the traffic going the opposite direction on the other side of that wall.
Right.
So what happened was is the cops get up there on the other side of the highway and they pull up because he turned around and come back. So they pull over and there's cops following him too, but there's like 25 cops involved. So they're following him and so this other cop pulls over and he gets one of those tire spiky things.
Yeah.
And waits for him to come down the HOV lane. And when he does, he throws it out in front of him.
Okay.
To pop all his tires.
Right.
But he swerves, and there's a semi right there, too. And he swerved and kind of went under the semi. The semi moved over to try to get out of his way. He goes, like, under the semi. Not, like, completely under, but, like, right up
like
next to
it. Like
in
the movies?
Right up next to it. I mean, part of his car had to be under the trailer. Uh-huh. And then swerved back and missed the tire spiky things.
Wow. Yeah.
It was pretty impressive. And then he goes down, and then, you know, he ran
Fast
from him for
furious.
A while. Now, they can't push him. You know, normally they get up in there and they push him.
Yeah.
They can't do that because he's driving 95, 100 miles an hour through traffic. So if they make him spin out and he hits another car, they're liable.
Right.
You know? So the cops don't have permission to really do anything, to be aggressive with him. So they just follow him. And a couple of times you could see the cop had an opportunity to take him out, mm-hmm. but couldn't because he would have endangered other people's lives. So meanwhile, these guys are weaving in and out and everything like that. And he tries this exiting thing again. He tries to go up and exit. And the cops come up there beside him, and he misses the exit ramp and gets out into the grass. Okay. And so then he goes up the embankment of the overpass.
Okay.
And it's pretty steep. And the cops don't follow him. I mean, I don't know if they could or couldn't have. I'm sure they could have. But they didn't follow him up the embankment. He goes up the embankment around the cops and back down the highway. I was pretty impressed. I was like, wow, that was cool. You know? And meanwhile, in the process of doing that, he takes out a highway sign, one of the highway signs. Mm-hmm. He hits it and takes it out, which busted his back window. And then he had to actually jump like a curb.
Mm-hmm.
But the wrong way. So he took a pretty good shot against his car because he jumped this curb. I mean, the car popped up, and I was like, how did he keep from busting his tires or breaking a wheel? But anyway, he made it over that and then got up to 100 miles an hour again. I was like, whew, I wouldn't try that in my car. You know, it was pretty, you know, maybe my truck, but not a Nissan, you know.
Wow.
Gets back up to 100 miles an hour going the other way. I'm like, good grief, this thing's going to go on forever. And then, and he keeps going and keeps going, but he made a fatal mistake.
What's that?
He exited the highway. I think he could have done this until he ran out of gas, but he knew he had to have another plan.
Right. Well, what's good is it going to do him to run if he's just going to get caught?
Right. See, I would have. There's no way to win. When you got a helicopter following you, there's no way to win. But your best chance to me is to scoot. He could have exited the Galleria and gone into one of those parking garages uh-huh. where the helicopter couldn't see him. And then tried to be as far ahead of the cops as he could be.
Right.
So he could get in that parking garage, jump out of his car, and then, you know.
And then run for
run
it.
Run for it, get into the mall and lose himself in the crowd or something like that.
Act well, natural. Yeah, but then they'd close down the mall.
Well, just act naturally.
They know what he looks like.
I guess.
They got his license and his plates and everything. So you go in the mall and then you exit the mall and you get out. You don't stay in there because they'll get you in there.
I guess. There's no way to
close down the mall and you can't get out.
There's no way to win. But at least if you're in the, if you're hiding out in the mall, you got, you know, you go ice skating, you got some ice cream, you get Sbarro, you know, I mean, you could, you know, in your car, you got nothing.
Yeah.
So.
Mikosina.
Anyway, he exits Plano Road, which is like this normal everyday kind of road in
mm-hmm,
Garland.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes down it. Well, there's a train tracks down there that go downtown, and the bars were down.
Uh-oh.
He goes through the bars.
He does not.
He did.
And?
Keep going. There was no train. Lucky for him. Keeps going.
He doesn't like skirt around them you can do. He actually
went
takes them out.
Through the middle, and he kind of where they come together and broke both of them and went through. And he keeps going.
He does know that they're going to charge him for all that, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He's committed, man. This guy's committed. He ain't half doing nothing. So he goes through there, and he runs a red light, and he keeps going, and this far he's kind of got a little lead on the cop cars, and you're thinking, well, he might get off into these residential areas and make a run for it, but there's a helicopter chasing him. So
you got to look for a treesy area where the helicopter can't see.
Well, he gets down.
Ooh, go to the park. Go to the park.
It wouldn't have mattered. The helicopter, but anyway, he gets down to the residential area, and I'm like, ooh, this is going to get kind of scary. I mean, he's in a residential area doing 60 miles an hour now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he's on a main road where there's not going to be any kids. He's not like in a residential neighborhood.
Right.
But there's houses all around mm-hmm. him. And I'm thinking, you know, this is where you got cars pulling out. And well, we're in Texas, right? So anyway, he comes up to a red light and there's cars stopped and he works his way between two cars and then he jumps out into the intersection. We are in Texas. Coming the other way was a full size, looked like a Dodge full size double cab. Three quarter ton construction worker who just got off and was making his way home.
Oh, no.
At about 50 miles an hour or 45 miles an hour.
He took the Nissan out.
The Nissan changed directions and momentum very quickly.
Yeah.
T-boned the Nissan. Right smack in the driver door. And I felt bad immediately. I didn't care about the guy in the Nissan so much because, I mean, it's his own doing. I mean, I don't want the guy to, you know, I don't wish bad things for him. But right. I wasn't. My immediate concern about him, was not
the guy
for
in
him.
The truck.
My immediate concern was for the guy in the truck.
Was he okay?
He was so fine. He was very angry.
Yeah.
He was very angry because what happened was he hits this thing. Boom. And I mean, he just pushes it about 60 yards.
Right.
Then it slides off and goes down, and he goes over this way into the median because his thing blew up in front of him.
Right.
You know, you hit a Texan in the face with a big pillow, he's going to get mad. Mm-hmm. You know, you can call it, you know, his airbag, but he gets out. So anyway, he gets out of his truck and he's mad, right? He gets out of his truck and he's going that direction. Now, I'm sure by the time he got to the car, he would have been, all right, are you okay? You know, let's make sure you're okay before I beat the crap out of you. You know what I mean? Because he hit him pretty hard. But you saw him jump out of his truck, you know, and kind of like go that direction. Mm-hmm. And then immediately 25 cop cars pull up and he's like, whoa, wait a minute, man, you know?
So he didn't know that it was a chase.
But he was fine. He was okay. And they said he was hurt, like he had facial bruises and cuts and stuff in the glass, but he was fine. The guy in the car, they said, was in serious condition.
Ooh.
Which I'm sure he was because he got hit pretty hard.
Oof.
And they were trying to get him out of there immediately because they were afraid he had a gun or something. So they were over there like beating on his window, on his passenger window, trying to get it to break.
Yeah.
And then they were going to drag him out. But they couldn't get him out. So they had to wait for the fire department, I guess, or something to get there. Cut him out.
Mm-hmm. Cut the car.
But it was exciting.
Very exciting.
It was. The whole thing very was exciting. And then you get T-boned by a big truck like that.
Wow. Live.
Live. I watched it all live.
Live right here.
Now, if you want to watch the video of it, it's pretty cool. You can go to Google News and just put in Dallas car chase, and you will. There's videos of it out there already.
Yeah. Wow.
So
that's very interesting. You know, it's exciting to me today.
They said it was the best car chase ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what the people on the radio said.
Oh.
They were goobers.
They've
like
seen them all.
They're goober car chase.
They've seen all the car chases.
Well, yeah. Anytime there's a car chase, you say you got to stop down.
Well, yeah, but like OJ's car chase wasn't that exciting. It was lame. It wasn't even really speeding.
It was very slow.
It was slow. It took forever. And the only reason anybody cared was because it was OJ.
But and then other car crashes like have a lot of collateral damage where other cars get hit and people.
Like, this is amazing.
So you don't even like to watch it because you're like, what about that family? What about that? Uh-huh. Well, this didn't have any of that. Nobody else got hurt. The cops stayed back. The cops weren't being aggressive, so nobody really. I mean, you know, except for the guy at the end. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, this wasn't like a Lethal Weapon car chase.
No. But I mean, the car left the ground at one point when he jumped over the median.
Wow.
Car left the ground. He went up the steep banks. I mean, it was very Hollywoodish.
Oh.
Hollywoodish. Is that a word?
Hollywoodish.
Hollywoodish.
I don't think there's a K. Just ish.
No.
Hollywoodish.
Hollywoodish. Oh, like burlesque. You know, burlesque, Hollywood-esque.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm going for there.
Yeah, I got you. I feel you.
You feel my pain.
You know what's exciting to me today?
Brother, sister.
Would you like to hear what you don't want to hear?
You posted on Facebook today.
I did.
Red letter. Red letter day.
I have posted. I've posted before.
The internet's shut down today.
I have posted before.
Posting. On Facebook.
I've posted before and nobody's ever said anything. I posted like two other times and nobody cared.
I care.
I posted once and I said, it's 8,000 degrees here. Just want you all to know. It's freaking hot.
It's freaking hot here. By the way, we did move. We had the show on hot last week.
Uh-huh.
And we did move hot. Into freaking hot.
We did move into that.
Very quickly this weekend.
When I was in the attic. On Saturday?
Well, first we got to talk about Saturday, okay?
Well, is that not about this show? Because I haven't told you what happened today. I went outside to water my plants at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And I'm messing with the hose that you didn't undo from the sprinkler. And so I had to wind the hose all the way back up again. I'm very irritated about that, just so you know.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that for me.
Messing around with the hose. I hate, gives you a hardest to wind the thing back up?
That's what I told you when we bought it.
Uh-huh.
It was going to be a pain.
Well, so anyway, the sprinkler thing is still laying out in the yard. You may want to go.
I thought you said you wound it back
up. No, I did the hose. I didn't do the sprinkler. It's like a hose sprinkler line thing. But I got the hose.
Okay.
So I'm filling up my fountain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I feel this water, and I'm like, man, it's splashing all over the place. What do I have it on? And I'm like, getting wet.
Something's wrong. There's water falling from the sky.
There's water on me.
The sky is falling.
And I look up and I'm like, it's raining. And I was shocked. And I look over at my neighbor across the street's out painting under her roof, the trim in her house. Uh-huh. And she looks over at me and she goes, oh, it's raining.
She's so excited.
And I was like, it's raining. And Lauren runs out and stands in the middle of the sidewalk. It's raining, Mama. It's raining. And she just stood there and let it fall on her. So I didn't have to water the plants. But I did have to wrap up the dirty cord,
The what?
Dirty hose that you left laying in the yard.
But you didn't roll up the
no.
Like the sprinkler?
No, it was raining. It went inside.
All right. Well, that's enough for today's show. Tomorrow we will tell you about the hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot. It's hot, hot, hot.
We'll tell you about that tomorrow. Because we had an interesting day Saturday in the heat.
Yes, we did.
So go check out the car chase and hope you had a good Tuesday. We did not have a Monday show because I was very, very exhausted on Sunday. I might have had a little heat stroke. I might have had
a little bit of a heat stroke.
I don't know. It's
possible.
Are you
sure it just wasn't a little bit of the lazies?
No, because my eyes burned.
Oh.
My eyes burned and I was very exhausted. And not in my eyeballs, no. I had like water in my mouth, but drinking eyeballs burn it. Do your eyeballs normally burn when you drink? Are you sure you're doing it right?
You're not supposed to pour your Coke in the eye?
No, I don't think so. No. Not last time I checked.
Huh. Have you been sifting sand through your eyes again?
No, I haven't been doing that again. No, I tried to. I cut back on that when the eye doctor told me that was what's causing the burning of the eyes.
Anyway, you had a heat stroke.
So I went to bed instead of recording a show.
Yeah.
And we were going to listen. I was going to stay up and try to listen to the Jen and Dave show live because it's live on Sunday nights at 11 o'clock.
Except for that's 10
what
o'clock
are they, David
here?
Letterman? And we. No, they do it at 9 o'clock, but it's 11 o'clock here.
And so we're in bed. It was 9 o'clock, and the light's off, and we are both...
9 o'clock
we are both
here. 9 o'clock Central Time. We were dead asleep.
Dark. Till the phone rang at 9:05.
What was that?
And then I got rid of that, and then it rang again at 9:10. And April goes, hey, what you doing? I'm like...
Sleeping?
She goes, were you sleeping?
Accept him whose faith is weak. Without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Romans 14.